Psalm 50, verse 23. The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me. To the one who orders his ways rightly, I will show the salvation of God. And I felt the Lord during this week of prayer and fasting speaking in this way to us. Dear Antioch, in your suffering give thanks to me, your God. In your rejoicing give thanks to me, your God. In your intercessions for others, give thanks to me, your God. In your prayers for the gospel to be preached, give thanks to me, your God. In your petitions for your needs, give thanks to me, your God. In your fight against discouragement, division, and confusion, give thanks to me, your God. In everything, give thanks to me, your God, for I will dissipate the darkness that surrounds you. I will confound the deceit that is spoken to you. I will conquer all evil and sin forever. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is my will for you. So offer me this sacrifice of thanksgiving, Antioch, with your whole hearts. And as you do so, you will see my salvation, my love, my power, my glory, and so rejoice again, says the Lord.
Rebecca and I were having a conversation this week, and partway through the conversation, Rebecca said something about God wants us to be a thankful people. I can't remember the exact phrase that she used, but when she said that, I felt this is the word of the Lord for us in this week of prayer and fasting, that God wants us to be a thankful people. And we're going to take some time to intercede in a few minutes, but I just ask us to think about this year and to think about how this year has turned out for us. All the things that we've gone through as individuals, all the things that we've gone through as a community. And we're going to take a bit of time to give thanks for God bringing us to Advent, God bringing us to the threshold of a new year, and we're still here. So I'd like us just to stand, and I'd like us to pray and give thanks. But before we do that, Katie's going to come up and give a very brief sharing, which will hopefully encourage us to give thanks for God's faithfulness to us.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to quickly give a quick prayer of thanksgiving. And thank you everybody that has been praying for my job situation, for my small group, my house, the Tuesday morning intercessors, and also everybody in Antioch this week, particularly on Wednesday, when we were praying for those that are looking for jobs. On Thursday, I got offered a really good job. And I'm so, and I'm really delighted about it. So praise God for that. And I think as well for me, it's just reminded me about the power of intercession that I think I'd maybe lost a little bit of hope in. So that's just really refreshed that for me. And I'm just very grateful for God providing that for me and for all of you. So thank you for your prayers.